chilly right now.
Pressure. But Tim introduces capital punishment. And going with the other, oh, the other law says, Makeh ish vamet, someone who kills, who attacks a person and kills, and the person dies, mojumat, that person shall be put to death. Basher lo tzedah, and if the, if, and in the case where there was no hunting, no lying in wait, no ambush, v'alkimi nel yado, and Hashem forced his hand, v'samti lecha makom, and I will give you a place that he may run. Okay, this is the idea that the penalty for negligent manslaughter is exile, internal exile, which is also a sanctuary from the vengeance of the Goel Hadam. So it's both punishment, also it's a protector. We know this is described in later detail in the Torah, in Bamidbar, and also in Devarim. It says, Mar, speak to Israel and tell them, Yardain, you're going to cross the Jordan, the land of Canaan. And you will declare cities of refuge. They shall be for you. And a manslaughterer, I'm going to use that term, is negligent. Yes, not so much accidental, but the key is this negligent manslaughter can run there. And they will be a refuge. He says, will be a refuge from the Goel Hadam. The redeemer of the blood from the victim's family is going to attempt vengeance. And the murderer shall not die. Adam Dothne before he came to stand trial. General was even anyone who was accused of murder would be in the Irmiklat, and then they'd trial and they'd either be condemned or go back to the city. And it continues, Kol Mekhi Nefesh is V'yedim Yirtzach Rotzeach, but someone who commits murder in front of witnesses, and they have to warn the person and the that they're that the person that you're committing a crime that's going to be punished by death, then the murderer should be put to death. And a single witness cannot testify in a capital case. And you cannot take a bribe, cannot allow a redemption for the life of the murderer, Asher who Rasha Lamut, that who's condemned to die, you might certainly can die and pay it off. And you cannot take money, take a bribe, do not allow him to redeem himself, to flee to the city of refuge, Lashuv, Lashavit, to go back, to stay on the ladder, Mordechai Kohen, until the Kohen Gadol dies like a so gig.
So he can't a kill premeditated, I guess, or whatever, murderer.
Right.
He can't go to the Ir Mikloth.
So the general rule is he goes to Ir Miklat until this trial.
Oh.
Okay, that and it says as Ad Mishpat until he stands trial, and then if you're condemned as a gig, then you go to the Ir Miklat. If you're honest or innocent, then you're low free. And if you're convicted of murder, then lo tichu to go back to stay. Right? He doesn't go back, he's put to death. The our pasuk doesn't have all these details. It just says Asher lo tzada, someone who wasn't for whom it wasn't premeditated, but yado, and God forced his hand, Santi, you have a place to go, to run to.
Wait, so if you're, what's that until the trial? The negligent guy?
But that if you're accused of murder, then you go to the, then you're in the Ir Miklat. So Goel Adam cannot kill before the trial.
Oh, before the trial.
So we don't know if you're a Rotzeach or a Shogeg or a Mezid or a
Okay.
Shogeg until the trial. That's what one of the things
Okay,
is
so
part of
then
the
the
trial.
trial comes and you're innocent, you leave. And if you're guilty, you have to stay there till the Kohen dies.
Correct.
So you could be there for 1 week if you're guilty. No, but it
Right,
says
a
most
guilty of
not.
shogeg, or to go guilty of being a shogeg, of being negligent. That's it.
Oh,
Okay,
guilty.
so manslaughter, we would translate as manslaughter, but negligent. Then you go to
Okay.
the ir meklat, and guilty of murder, premeditated murder, then you put to death.
Okay, and then there are two time periods before the trial
Right,
and
which not
after
the
the
we're not
trial.
going to go into detail. That's the those details are in.
Amidbar.
Yeah,
Got it.
different. Right?
Okay.
Okay,
Okay.
and there are more details in
Halacha,
say
Mishnah,
and better.
Gemara, blah, blah. Yeah.
Okay, this is but
Okay.
here just says that, and then the next pasuk here continues. If someone premeditatedly is mezid lahargo is premeditates on about for his neighbor to kill him, but arma with cunning, you should take him from my altar to be put to death.
How did he get to the altar? He goes there.
Right, he's run to the altar. Right? I presume he's in at the altar. Right. So the question is, what does this pasuk mean? What does it add? Right. We
Yeah.
already said, right, if you're guilty, you put to death. If you're shogeg, you can have a place to go. So we know the answer of what happens with this Yirare Miklat, because those come later. But if we look at text with fresh eyes, we don't know what the pasuk teaches. What Torah is going to teach us later, it seems it's telling
Oh.
us what is this makoma shayenu shama, right? Our Pasuk doesn't tell us where that is. We haven't described any kind of Erei Miklat. It would seem to me here that the makom is mizbechi,
Yeah.
but I will have a right. I will give you a place to run to, and but if he's guilty of premeditated murder, yazid al hargo, then mizbechi, take him away from the mizbeach. And you'll put him to death. Okay? And this
But the
is.
Mizbeach, like, full of people who accidentally kill people? It's a place? It's a
Okay,
thing.
well, it's a
All
thing,
right.
right? You run to the Mizbeach, right? Maybe next to the Mizbeach, right?
Okay.
You hold on to the
Okay.
Mizbeach, right? We're gonna hold on, we're gonna use that, right? Because, I mean, this is the way, this is Yoram ben David in the Daf. This is at the portal Daf Yomi, which is a great site for learning Daf Yomi, but this was his, they have a bunch. Variety of essays there, teachers. This is one of them talking about these halachot in Gemara Yuma
Okay.
about Erei Miklat and Mekor Hadin, Shegam Mizbeach Kolet. So the truth is that yes, the Mizbeach is Kolet. It serves as a refuge, like the Erei Miklat.
Oh, like the modern word klita,
Kita,
absorption.
which to gather in, right? To absorb. So the, specifically, an ir miklat is the city of refuge.
Oh. You know, that's a big word, like with Aliyah. Like, how's your klita going?
Because it's in sense of absorption, but here
Yeah.
it's as a place where you, in the sense of a refuge, of a sanctuary.
Okay.
Okay, it's a
Kolate
safe
or
place. A
cloaked. Okay.
mizbech. In other words, not just the or you run through an ir miklat and now you're safe from the goel. And the same thing's true. The Mizbech itself. You run into the Mishkan or to the Beit HaMikdash and you get yourself right at to the Mizbech. It's like being at base for when you're playing tag.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And the source that the idea of the Mizbech is Kolet, to Bapam Rishana, Sheba Mofia Mitzvah Shel Rotzeach B'Shogeg, and the place where we see that by the Shogeg, the manslaughterer, Sham Ketuv B'Samtila Chamakom. Right, and it just says, I will give you a place. Amilam makom, what does makom mean? When you see in Torah, memezeh pamim rabot, makom ha-mishkan. That's a mishkan,
Oh.
is the place of the Shekhinah, right? Going, Ela makom ha-mizbeach by Avraham. It's specifically
Oh.
use the term makom, Vayarat ha-makom ha-rachok by the Akedah. He saw ha-makom, the place. Vayefgam ha-makom, Yaakov, at Beit El, encounters the makom.
It's
Makom
also
Hashem.
a name for God himself.
Yes, and we've talked about in the context of Vayefgam Makom when Yaakov comes to the Makom in the sense of it has an encounter with God. We use that in exactly that sense. And that's his point. Makom, it generally is a place where we encounter God. That's the way the term is used in the Torah.
Okay, so the
Hamak,
mistake.
the Mizbeah, the Mishkan, the Beit Midrash is a Makom Hashem Yivchar Hashem, the Makom. So here, we assume that makom, samtilacha makom, it means what it always, almost always means in the Torah, the place of Zat Hashem. So when he says here, that also that even the mizbeach acts as a klita, the refuge. Simply, the mizbeach is kolet, and therefore an intentional murderer cannot seek shelter there. That's mean me'im mizbechit lamut. Now, if he tries to get refuge at the mizbeach, yes, shogeg is safe, and rotzeach is taken away, and you put him to death. So later, the Torah tells us that there are cities scattered out to Israel that also act as sanctuaries. But within the
Okay.
context of Mishpatim, it is the Mizbeach. Okay, it makes sense. The Mizbeach is the sanctuary. It stops the cycle of violence. The Goel Adam murders, and then your family's Goel tries to get back at them because it's a symbol of
But
peace.
it's not a place you could live.
It is not. So, as a practical matter, we'll talk about that. That's why we have Erei Miklat. Okay? But at least
Okay.
the concept is those are that the fundamental klitas is Mizbeach. Hashem says, there are these, and they're all are the cities of Levium, and they're the ones where you're gonna live afterwards. So, I mean, and the idea, the commandment to build a Mizbeach comes at the end of last week's parsha, which is kind of the introduction to this week's. It says, Mizbeach, you'll make for me an altar of dirt. And you'll offer there your sacrifices, your shlamim, your cattle, your sheep. Again, this is the Asher Eskir Shemi. Every makom that I mention my name, Avoelecha, I will come to you and bless you. Whichever place, whatever makom, that's the makom connected to our makom here. And if you're going to build your mizbeach out of stone, lo tibnen hen gazit, do not make them out of cut stones. Because that it was your sword placed upon it, but chala, that profanes it. You
What
can't
is
cut
Gazit?
stone. Don't
What?
cut this cut stone.
Cut
Stress the
stone.
cut stone. Right? You can't use iron to cut. You can't use iron to cut the stones of Mizbeach.
Oh.
That's a sword, as Rashi says.
Oh.
The mizbeach is there to lengthen life, but barzel nivra katzer yamav, and iron shortens life. It's a symbol of a weapon of war. You can't use that on mizbeach. Mizbeach shalom. In the bedin, it makes no sense. So, if I'm makatzer, you should place the
Yeah.
that which shortens life on that which lengthens life. Right? The
So
whole
that
point.
they had iron in those days.
They did. Well, you didn't hear the
Yeah,
Mashir on
we talked about that,
Meteor
the
Machar.
iron
They definitely
age.
had iron.
Yeah.
It was just expensive,
Okay.
not the sort of thing you could arm your
Oh, the
army.
Agalot Barzil, right?
The Mizbeach is there for create peace with God. Therefore, something that cuts short life, something that does damage,
Okay.
should not go with Mizbeach. Mizbeach is a symbol of peace, of life. It is the sanctuary. It is the kolet for a case of the shogeg, and for the murderer before he's taken off to into trial there. This perspective, I can't spell.
Ah, here we go. You can't stay there, right?
Okay, there you go. Right, is the original ir miklat. Now, an ir is the Mizbeach. It's not practical because it's the site of the avodah. You can't just run up the ramp, stand on top of there, and just stay there. So
Right.
therefore, there are arim designated to take its place. But here we have the and but so as the Rambam summarizes the halacha, mizbeach kolet. The mizbeach acts as a klita in the sense of the refuge. Because we have our pasuk that says me'im mizbechit lamut, you shall take it from the mizbeach. We put to death, Michlal, so we conclude, Shaoreg Bashkaga, Eino that you don't, that you, he's not killed if he's at the Mizbeach. That counts. He's saved from the Goel Adam. That's based. Bashkaga, therefore, you would say that someone who is a Shogeg, the Mizbeach acts as a Klita. So if the Goel Adam kills him there, then that Goel Adam is a murderer. We're getting a safe. Moshe Hargo Batoch Ir Miklat, just like in the Ari Miklat. It is called it. But there are limitations.
Wait, what was
You
that
can't
last thing? Kamosha
hargo
hargo?
b'toch ir miklat. The rule is that the goel adam exists, but if you're in an ir miklat, then the goel adam is not allowed to kill.
Oh, but if he, this is saying if he does kill you, he's got a
He's
problem.
right, and he is guilty of murder. This is no longer
Oh,
within the halacha. The whole
okay.
point is that you can't sustain the ir miklat, otherwise you're at risk for the goel adam. If the goel adam kills in the state of klita, then that person is a murderer.
But we still have the practical question of what does it mean? How long do you stay at the Mizbeach? You sleep there in
I don't
this
know
room?
until you right. So the Rambam's going to talk about that, what happens.
Okay.
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 But again, there are limitations. You can't go there. So he says in Kolit El Gagoso Mizbeach, that it's only the top of the Mizbeach, not just the side of the Mizbeach that is actually Kolit in the, and it's got to be in the Beit HaMikdash. Ein Kolit El Kohen B'Avodah B'Yado, and it's only a Kohen who's doing the Avoda as a technical rule because no one else is allowed up there. Aval Zar, a Kohen, She'en Oved B'Shah She'nerag, Oshe Oved, V'lo Ya'al Gago, but if you're not a Kohen, you're not doing the Avoda, or you're not up on top, El Somechlo, you're close to it, you're holding on to the horns, in your niklat, that doesn't count. Those are technical rules there, so which is why, as a practical matter, it is not kolet, you have to go to the ir miklat.
Okay.
But the model would be the mizbeach. The thing is that when we go and look in Tanakh for examples of mita, we don't find any arei miklat.
Oh.
Okay, we only find the mizbeach. So we look at examples of people who are looking for refuge at the Mizbeach.
Huh. So we don't see any references that he went to the Ir Miklat?
Correct.
Wow. So how do we know they existed?
I mean, the Torah says he's going to, and both Moshe and Devarim and Yeshua in Sefer Yeshua say they set them aside.
Oh, wow. But
We
they
don't have any
never, we
practical.
don't
I
have
mean,
any.
it's not. I guess it's the killing someone negligently doesn't come up in as a story within Tanakh that we would see it in use.
Maybe they use the terms interchangeably.
Which terms?
Mizbeach, and Ir Miklat.
Okay, well,
Like,
it's not in the ear. It's in the class. So here we're going to show examples of people
okay.
going to running to the Mizbeach as
Okay.
a Klita. His first is Adoniyahu. David's son in Malachim. He wants to, Shlomo is declared as the successor.
Right.
Adoniyahu is declared, I'm going to be king. And then the people tell Adoniyahu, David called him Gam Kaka Mar HaMelech, David, the king, this is being told Adoniyahu, that the king said, Baruch Hashem, okay, Israel, Shanatanayom, Yosheva, Kisi, Beniraot. Blessed is God who has allowed me to put my successor on the throne while I'm still alive, while I can still see him. I'm abdicating in favor of Shlomo. Okay, and so they were for Kumukola Karima Shel Adoniyahu. So everyone who was invited to Adoniyahu's declaration was afraid, and they all got up. Vayalchu ish v'darko, and they all left. But Adoniyahu yarei b'pnei Shlomo, and Adoniyahu was afraid of Shlomo. And he ran and he went and he grabbed hold of the horns of the blue projections on the Mizbeah. But
Because he, okay, he was afraid they would, yeah.
there we put death. It says obviously it's a makom klita. Regardless, Shlomo Mar, and Shlomo was told and said he didn't Adoniyahu Yare at Hamilch Shlomo, and Adoniyahu was afraid of of King Shlomo. Mizbeach. And he's grabbed hold of the horns of the Mizbeach Lemar, and he's saying, Shebeli Kayom, HaMelech Shlomo, that the King Shlomo should swear clear as day, Imyamit et Avdo Becherev, that he should not kill his servant, that's me, by the sword. Okay, I'm staying here until you promise you'll keep me alive.
Wow.
That was Adoniyahu. We have our Shlomo. And so Shlomo says, Imyel ben Chayom. If you will be a man of valor, loyal, keep your word, then not a hair of on your head will fall.
But
Imra'ah,
then, Kyle, does that mean like a soldier?
I don't think so. I think it's like Eshet Chayil, person of
Oh,
valor,
you'll be a mensch.
of
If you'll
good.
be like a mensch.
Oh, that's a good translation of Ben Chayil. If you're a mensch, okay, right? The Imra'ah, but if you do any evil, Timsa bo, it will be found, Vamait, and you will die. Vayishlach Shlomo, and so Shlomo sent messengers, Vayodo, and they took him down from the Mizbeach, right? He runs up the Mizbeach, he took him down. And so that was Shlomo's vow. And so he trusted, he went down, he bows to the king. Shlomo acknowledges him. Shlomo says, go back home.
Okay.
That's Aniyahu using the Mizbeach as klita, as a refuge. The second is Yoav.
He kills someone, right?
He kills a bunch of people, right? Yoav is David's nephew. He's his general. He's his enforcer. He kills a lot of people, most of them at David's command, like Uriah Hittite is Yoav. He has him killed. He's killed his enemies. But at the end of his life, David commands Shlomo to take care of the unfinished family business. We know this. Vayikru made David lamut. This was the Haftorah for, I think.
You know what this is like? The Godfather
This,
telling
yes.
Michael.
Taking care of, that's exactly what the unfinished family business is a reference.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he tells him. Like,
Yeah.
David Amut, and okay, so David is dying. It's Shlomo ben Ayamar, and he commanded his son Shlomo and said, let me I'm going the way of all flesh. You need to be strong and be a man. Not quite the same thing as being a man.
No.
But the Gamma Tayadata, Asher Asali Yoav ben Tzruya. You know what Yoav ben Tzruya did to me. Asher Asali Shnei Tzaraot Yisrael, who killed the two
Oh,
generals of Israel. The Avner ben Ner, Avner, who was the general of Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul, Ulam Asa ben Yeter, who was the general of Absalom. Vayagem, and he killed them both. Vayasem Damei Milchama B'Shalom, and spilt the blood of war in peace. Both of them were the generals of David's enemies who were fighting, but afterwards, when they were trying to make peace, Yoav killed them.
Yoav did that. Okay.
Right. We're going to look at those stories in a little briefly. They tend to be Mechmab Achar Garato, and he ended up with the blood of war on his belt, Asher Matnav, that was on his waist, but Alav love it spilled on his shoes. He's covered in the blood of in times of peace. And you should act in accordance with your wisdom. You're a smart guy. And should not die and go to the grave in peace. That's David's instructions.
What is that, Sheol?
Sheol. The Sheol is the
Sheol?
grave.
Oh, so
There is
he
Sheol.
lived to an old age, right?
Right. You should
Seva.
not die in peace.
Okay.
No, someone just got a model. What was that? Can I see this? Oop, what happened there? I guess this area. What is this?
Bishalem, below.
Shalom. Lo tered sevato. His
Oreg,
old, his
Seva to
hoary, his gray
Bishalom,
head
Sheol.
should not fall
The
in
afterworld,
peace.
we'll say. Yeah.
And should not go into the afterworld, not the grave. Okay. So the two
Okay.
stories. One was with Avner.
Aniyahu.
Yeah, well, no, this is with Yoav's.
Oh.
The one is with Avner. Ishbosheth,
Okay.
Shaul's son, and David are having a civil war, both of them claiming to be king of overall Israel. Avner comes to David and offers to make peace. They say Yoav named David, and Yoav leaves David's presence after finding out about this. Vayishlach malachim achrei Avner. He sends messengers to Avner. Vayashuvu oto sarah. And they bring him back from the city of Bor Sora. But David lo yada. David had no idea that Yoav was doing this. Vayeshev Avner Chevron, and Avner came back to Chevron, which is David's capital. Vayateu Yoav el toch ha'shar, and Yoav led them into the gate. Vaber ito b'shelein, to speak to him in secret. Vayakeu sham ha'chomesh, and he struck him under the fifth rib. Vayamoch b'dam asael achiv. And Avner dies there. As Yoav's revenge for Avner having killed Asahel, Yoav's brother.
Oh, so Avner had killed Asael.
Yes, that was the
And
previous
now
Kohen.
Yoav kills Avner, and David doesn't know.
David
And
doesn't.
David tells Shlomo, take care of this.
Yeah,
Okay.
this is not good. This is the beginning of his reign. Okay, the Asael story is that as they're fighting each other, Asael chases after Avner, and Avner turns to him and says, "Stop. I don't want to kill you." And Asael insists on fighting him.
Oh.
And Avner basically stabs him with the backhand spear.
So we remember Avner is a good guy.
Generally, yes.
And Yoav is a little bit of a traitor.
As well, the way I put Yoav is fiercely loyal to David.
Okay.
But he has his own image of what David needs. And he definitely
Oh.
thinks that David is too nice to his enemies, too willing to make peace.
Oh.
Yoav thinks that anyone who disagrees with David ever should be killed immediately. Right? He wants to solve all problems by stabbing him under the fifth rib. He likes that.
But as he's dying, David tells Shlomo to take care of Yoav,
Yes.
to kill him.
Yes.
Okay.
And similarly, this is at the sort of the end of David's life and during the battle with Sheba ben Bichri, who's also rebelling, and Amasa, who had been Absalom's general, Absalom is David's son who rebelled against him. But now David, in trying to reunite the country, appoints Amasa as the head of his army. Yoav Amasa goes up to Amasa and says, "Hashalom atachi, my brother, how are you?" He's very friendly. And Yoav's right hand grabs Amasa's beard and brings him in to give him a kiss. Amasa lo nishmar b'cher v'sher b'yad Yoav. And Amasa didn't notice the sword that was in Yoav's other hand.
Hi.
And so Yoav stabs him under the fifth rib. And if you remember the Tanakh Shiur, we point out anatomically that's basically into the liver.
A what?
Into the liver.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we just pointed out that's where you do your liver biopsies, under the fifth rib, counting from the bottom.
Oh, it's nothing to do with chamushim and chamation.
No, usually translated as the fifth rib.
Oh.
That's just his favorite place for killing people. Vayishpoch me'al v'artza, and his guts all spilled out. V'lo shana, he didn't strike twice. V'lo v'yamot, and Amasa dies. Yoav v'avishai achiv radav hachrei Sheba ben Bichri, and Yoav goes and continues on fighting against Sheba ben Bichri. Stabs Amasa and leaves him there.
Tell me
So
again
that
who Amsa was. Amsa was who?
Amasa is another one of David's nephews who sided with Absalom.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay? And then
And
David.
Sheva ben Bichri is a big character too,
Right. So
right?
that's the next rebellion after Absalom. Absalom's dead, and David's trying to pull the country back together. And Sheva ben Bichri says, Mahlanobi ben Yishai, and starts a whole nother rebellion.
Oh,
Oh,
okay.
still have to fight Sheba ben Bichri. But as they're doing that, we have this
Okay.
Yoav assassinating Amasa, despite
So
David's words.
where's the miklat coming in?
Ah, good question. Let's have about source 13. That was just the backstory.
Yeah.
So we know why Shlomo is doing what he's doing, because David told him, because Yoav had done all this. Hashemat Baal Yoav. And the news came to Yoav. Yoav natachare Adonio. Because Yoav had taken Adonijah's side,
Oh.
was one of those who supported Adonijah over Shlomo. Avachare Avshalom lenata, but he hadn't followed Avshalom. He was loyal to David. And again, I think it's the same thing here, that he really thinks that Adonijah is the best successor to David, and Shlomo is not. He's doing
Oh.
what's best for he's doing what's best for his image of what David should do.
Okay.
So what happens as soon as finds out that what David had told Shlomo, Yoav goes to Mishkan,
Oh.
Yoav grabs the you know tries to seek sanctuary by the Mizbeach. So they tell him, Same story that tells Shlomo that Yoav has run away to the Mishkan, he's on the Mizbeach. And so Shlomo tells Binyahu ben Yoyada, who's loyal to him, that's going to be his general, to go and arrest him, arrest Yoav. Binyahu comes to the Mishkan, say, the king says, come on out. He says, no, I'm going to stay here till I die. I'm not leaving. Well, someone's just going to
Okay.
kill me. So Binyahu goes back to the king. He tells him what he said. And this is what Yoav said. This is what I answered him. What do I do? He's at the Mizbeach. It's a place of refuge. You should do what I
Ah.
said. Ufagabo, orato. Arrest him and bury him. And that way we will remove the innocent blood that you have spilled from me and from my family. And Hashem will therefore avenge his blood on his head. Hashem pagabishne who of course he attacked those two wonderful, innocent, good people, Tovim men better than him. Again, Becherev, and he killed my sword. David lo yada, and my father David had no idea he was doing this. Avner ben Ner, Sar Tzva Yisrael, but Amasa ben Yeter, Sar Tzva Yehuda.
Oh.
Okay, and then their blood will come back to the head of Yoav. He will fall to Rosh Zaro, and his descendants will love forever. They will bear the blame. And it will be peace for us.
Huh.
So, what does he do? Okay, Binyahu ben Yehuda. So, Binyahu goes up the Mizbeach, Vayifka bo, and attacks him. Vayintam kills him there on the Mizbeach. So much for the Klipta. Like a very big Toba Midbar. And he's buried in his home in the wilderness. He's there. So,
But
that's.
I see what's coming. That was exactly my question. Because these aren't Horeg b'Shogeg and all that.
Right. So the thing is that even though these are examples where they're going to Mizbeach, and presumably they sound like they're connected, they're not the case on side of the Torah, right? Neither of them was a murderer convicted by Beit Din. Let's spell that correctly.
Well, it just sounds like the Mizbeach was a place, a safe place.
It
You couldn't
was.
kill
It was
anyone
a
there.
klita. So the question is, they were both, right? But neither of them are the exact case of the Mishkan. It clearly acted
No.
as a makom klita. But there, so
And Shlomo didn't think it was such a, Shlomo violates it.
he violates it for Yoav. He does not violate it for Adoniyahu,
Oh.
right? Right.
Oh,
Adoniyahu is
right.
safe as long as
Yeah.
he's there. So that's gonna be a key thing we're gonna look at. Okay.
Okay.
So the way this is the Rambam summarizing the halacha. So Adoniyahu was a morid b'malchut. He was rebelling against the king, which is punished by death. He's not a murderer, right? I know he didn't kill anybody. So
Right.
this is the Rambam called morid b'melech Yisrael, yesh l'melech reshut la'go. Rebelling against treason against the king is a capital crime. Afilu gazar l'cha mishara am sheileach l'makom poloni v'halach. That even if the king tells you to go somewhere and you don't go, also yetzami beitel v'yetzah or shloy yetzami beitel. Or he tells you don't leave your home and you leave, chayav mita, that's still more disobeying the king at all, that is chayav mita.
Wow.
And if the king wants to kill him, he can put him to death. Shneamar, as we know this from Yoshua. Hold this, I'm consistent.
Well, ish asher yimra et picha.
Picha. And the actual pasuk is
It has to say something like, you could put him to death. You mutt.
I feel it's about here we go, Yuma. Let me actually add that.
And this is Yeshua. He wasn't even a king.
Well, at the halakha of a king. So this is, and this is where you get the idea of government in general, and how it applies to the modern state of Israel as well. So let's actually add that.
Sounds Trumpian. Whoever is your enemy, get rid of.
It is true of all kings, governments, presidents. That is the nature of government, that
Well, the
they have
nature
that
of
power.
a despotic government, not a democracy.
I would say you're very positive about this.
But dot dot dot, and then you mut, right? Oh, you have it there.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that in.
Take out the bracket and put dot dot dot, no?
Well, and they have the word in there. So I just put all the words in.
Oh, the whole thing?
We just put the whole plastic in there.
I need a
Yeesh.
space. In a space at Picha, between at Picha.
I need a piece. You're right. Shamer. There we go. Okay, because you might
Wait,
be.
wait, wait.
Oh, it didn't go. What
At
happened?
Picha.
Oh.
Yeah, good.
Okay, that good? Good.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, Yuma. Okay, that's the pasuk there that we learn this concept. That was another who insulted David. That is the power of the king. And you can send it to, it's not, if it's limited by the government as a whole, they can determine what is a capital punishment. And it continues in the Halacha Rotzeach, a different aspect. What happens? Okay, so that's your question. Okay, if you're there, taking refuge for any of these reasons, you're going to be put to death, take refuge in the Mizbeach. They don't leave you there. Okay, because that doesn't make any sense. But you call the police, who actually are acting as bodyguards as well. Because not going to put to death, and they save from the Goel Adam, you save from the king as well. Magalanotoli, and they send him to an Ir Mekhlat.
Ah, that
Okay,
makes
that was the
sense.
answer to your question.
Right.
Okay, Medivar Mamurim, and what is this process apply? B'machayev Galut, and when you're Chayav Galut, that you're a Shogeg. Well, Misha Pacha Mil Melech, Shlo Yargenu B'dinah Malchut. We bait din,
Ah.
okay? But if you're somebody, it's one of these Mori B'Malchut, or we bait din, okay? Shelo Yargenu Barat Sha'ah. Okay, these are all called our Harat Sha'ah.
Oh.
This is necessary for the moment. Urachim Mizbeach. V'nismach lo, when you're leaning against the Mizbeach, that's your Chlita. Afilu hu zar, even if he's not a Kohen. Harizen itzel. That counts as a refuge. Ein lo cho to misham ha Mizbeach, lamut lo lama. Then you don't take him away. That counts. So that's Adoniel's case. He's more of a malchut. Someone's going to reject that. He would have put him to death. And in fact, he does put him to death later. But for this, he reaches his klita. Aval imkein chayav mita beit din be'edut gemurah v'atra'ah b'shar kol haroge beit din. Oh, Ella im. Ella, oh, sorry. Except if he was put on trial and was chayav mita with witnesses and hatra and being warned and all of that, just like every horge beit din, anyone's put to death by court. In any case, then the klita doesn't help. Me'im mizbechen mizbechi dekenomel.
And that's a little, wait. So, okay. So the one who's running away from the king's decree, whatever.
If he reaches the mizbeach now. The decree is now voided. That counts as a sanctuary. Klita
But
helped.
does he stay there the rest of his life,
He
or?
says no, right? He says, "Ein lo chimo te lolam." I think no. He does not stay there the rest. That
But
acts
he's,
as a klita, and then
oh.
he's okay.
You mean akleitas is like a voiding of the death decree?
That's what the Rambam seems to be saying.
Oh, you don't have to stay there. As long as you
You don't have
make
to
it
stay.
there.
If you're there, right, you've now. Now, what happens to Adoniyahu is probably what would happen is that they just renew the death decree, right, for some other. They'll find some other crime to accuse you of. Or what happened with Sheva ben Bichri specifically? He was told, like, okay, my command, you can never, don't leave Yerushalayim, you're under house arrest, and just waited for 2 years. Okay, so I wouldn't count on that. That's okay. So Yoav is different. Yoav guilty of murder. No question about it. That wasn't a motive of Malchut. He didn't disobey the king. He killed, but it was in secret, which means there are no witnesses. There was no hatra, there's no forewarning, so he can't be put to death by Beit Din. Keep putting a club instead of a. Okay. So that his death sentence is a specific power of the Melech. Again, this is the Rambam. Someone commits murder, but we don't have witnesses. Oh, lo hatra. What is there for? Or without being warned, right? You can't be put to death by Beit Din in a Jewish court unless you have been warned that that's the penalty. Afilu be'echad, or even if there's one witness, oh, soneh shehoreg b'shgaga, or it's someone who hated, who would have been happy to kill, but in fact it was negligent. So whatever the case is, you can't. It's clearly murder, but you're going to get off on a technicality. Yesh Mamelech Reshut Lahargo, Utaken Ha'olam. We got this part. There is a concept of Tikkun Olam, that there is not, within the halacha, there is a concept that you can pass the law and say, no, this person is guilty. That is the right of the Melech. Kifi Masha Hashat Tricha, what is necessary for the moment. Bahoreg Rabim Biyom Echad, he can put multiple people into death, which a Beit Din will not do, but tola manichim tulim yamim rabim, or he can hang them, which you can't do with a body, as a warning. And to do that, atil ema, in order to instill fear, leshaber yad rishay olam, to break the power of the wicked, as an example.
We don't have this thing
Yes,
about not leaving someone hanging.
you do. That's for mitat Beit Din. The king has this sort of extrajudicial power to say, nope, this person needs to be put to death. And he'll point out, then the Rambam will point out that that's true of imprisonment or other penalties that are felt to be appropriate. So, and that was Yoav, right? That's what Yoav's guilty of. So Yoav's not convicted by Beit Din. So we'll see what that means. So we now go back to our pasuk. Yazid ish arehu lahargo. Someone intentionally kills someone else, but arma, with cunning, cleverness. Me'im mizbechi tekaken lamut. You'll take him from my mizbeach to die. So we understand the me'im mizbechi, right? That's the klita. You take him out there. What does lahargo but arma? What does arma mean? Right, what is it? He Yazid. It's done intentionally. That's the opposite of Lo Tzadda. That's the
No,
opposite of
Danny,
Shamash.
it means he kills him when he's naked.
We're going to avoid that translation. Yes.
That
Yeah,
use that?
Arumim, absolutely. That's the pun in the in Gan Eden. We're going to do the first one. Okay. So first thing, what does Arma mean? Right. We're not going to translate it as naked. We're going to translate it as cunning. We see that by the Nachash. But Nachash haya Arum mikol chataset. Think was cleverer than all the animals. She saw Hashem Elokim. Look, they didn't. God tell you didn't not to eat any of the fruit, and that's right after the pasuk of Adam v'Ishto Arumim. So really, they're connected in some way. But that, but Orma, so the cleverness, is not necessarily a bad thing. We're learning Mishlei right now, and he keeps saying that we need Orma.
Clever. If you say
Being clever,
clever,
right?
sounds
So,
good.
and his example is a petty, a naive person, yamin lechol davar, believe anything. Arum, but as someone who is Arum, has Armaz, cleverness, will understand for his own benefit, understand what to believe and what not. So that the Malbim says, Arma, Yakoach Asher Benefesh, Lishkol Kol Davar, Terem Hasato. Arma means be able to anticipate the consequences of what you're doing. Figure out how do I get the result I want in the way I want it. I can think first. Kamashkatuv kol arum yasevadat. That arum means you're doing things intentionally. Hovcho, and the opposite is naivety. Sometimes you can be arum for bad. But if you got this, what Mishlei calls chachma, wisdom, the knowledge of the right behavior, you're ethical. If you have that, you can use your cleverness. You'll use your arma in accordance with your wisdom. And you'll think about whatever you're doing. You'll do things intentionally and they'll be good. So this was a fascinating article by Rabbi Eliezer Baranovsky, who's at Yeshiva Maharat, about how to translate arma. Is it prudence, foresight, cunning? Says, no, you need arma needs chachma. The Mishle says, if you have chachma plus arma, that's foresight. If you don't have chachma, we'll call that cunning. That's the evil.
Okay.
So that's the arma. I can figure out what's going to happen. So the Makat Yish is clearly the bad guy. That doesn't have chachma, but he's cunning. So he knows how to plan. So Rav Madan says, talking about what is this lohargarba arma, there are two aspects of the arma. What does it mean to be cunning in this sense? You're a murderer. You need to be cunning to kill someone, and you need to be cunning to get away with it.
Ah.
Okay? Both of those are true, right? So Yeshnem says to First, Adam Hamarim you're outsmart your buddy, right? Like sneaking up, pretending to kiss Amasa or talking with Avner at the gate. This halal lo yisamer. So the other person isn't careful, so you have the opportunity. Adam where you're concerned about being convicted for it. So you figure out how can I get away with murder? Literally.
What
I
was
don't
the
get
first one?
dangerous. I have to figure out how to outsmart the victim.
Oh.
In the second half, I have to outsmart
The legal system,
Please.
judicial system.
Right. So the
Okay.
arma that Yoav evinced, that David was concerned about, was not as cunning in murdering Avner and Avshalom Amasa. But David's concern was the second kind, that Yoav arranged these murders such that everyone knew about them and there was nothing David could do. Without Edim, without Hatra'ah, the hands of Beit Din were tied. And he says that explicitly by Avner. He says that by Yom HaMelech Avadav. And David says publicly, you should all know that a great man died today, Zabner. I am right now weak. I was anointed as king. And the children of Tzruya, Yoav and his brothers, are tougher than I am. And all he can say at that point is, Kirato. And may God pay them back their evil according to their wicked.
So, when you say there's nothing David could do, he really had the power of the king's power to kill
Right.
someone,
Right.
but
But
he
he
couldn't
political.
because he was in a weak position.
Right. So that was the sort of the political reality. Right? He couldn't get them
Yeah.
convicted. He couldn't get them convicted. And he was not in a position where he could use his kingly power because he was just
Yeah.
weak. He didn't have
Okay.
that. Okay. And similarly, by Amasa, everyone saw him kill him, and nothing happens. This is a striking story as they're fighting Amasa, Mikalel, Badam Batocha Amasa was rolling in his own blood and on the road. Vayara Ish Ki Amar Am, and one man saw that everyone stopped and saw this. Amasa Min, so he just pushed them off the road. Beged and covers him with a cloth. As everyone else just looked at it, I was standing there staring. Everyone's watching him. I can't do it. So here, when it says, If I might. Words here, that you're going to kill him, but if someone's being killed by arma, that's the case where Beit Din can't do anything. You know he's guilty, but for the technical reason, Allah, they can't put him.
Oh,
That's
okay.
be'im bechita. Still, you need to take him
Oh.
out. That's yoav. Okay. That the problem is that bad guys can learn halacha as well.
But I mean, you can't get away with murder, even though the technical.
The Torah allows for this idea of tikkun olam. That's the Rambam's
But
term.
just the king, right?
Well, it's acting as the government. Again, Beit
Okay,
Din is the
okay,
same thing. That is
okay. Just
not
the government, but not like a Goel Dam or something.
correct. That's not a something like this. The Goel Gam would be guilty of murder, right? That's
Okay.
the Torah allows for the government to create rules necessary for tikkun olam, and this is the ultimate example of that. This is not Mareva Malchut. Simply disobeying the king, because in that case, the Mizbeach offers sanctuary. The
Oh.
Hagarba Arma needs to be stopped immediately, no matter what. And this is the
Okay.
way that Rambam puts it again. Kol elu, so these kind of murderers, she'ina, we're not chayav, but we have evidence. We can say, yes, they're guilty, but I can't punish them. In Ratzah Melech Yisrael Hargam, the din amalchut, if the king wants to kill them, according to the laws of Malch, again, this is Malch, it's not so much the milk, it's of the
Yeah.
government. The Takanat Olam, the Tikkun Olam, right? We have to set the rules that society will survive. Or Shupiyado, you can't. Similarly, Beit Din has the same rules. Beit Din is acting as the government in this sense. Barat Sha'a, and in a declaration, for the moment, it needed to happen. They can. What they're seeing. And this is Beit
Oh.
Din HaGadol. This is Sanhedrin again. This is the legislature.
They could do it without the warning and the two witnesses. They could just
Correct.
do it.
They can.
Oh.
That is the definition of Tikkun Olam,
So
not
it's
in the
not just
modern
the
sense.
king, it's the actual Beit Din. Wow.
This is
Wow.
Beit Din HaGadol. This is, I mean, Sanhedrin is act, and again, that's why I keep calling this is the idea of Malchut, not Melech, or Mamlacha.
Wow.
Okay. Hare Shelo Hargam HaMelech, and if the king doesn't kill, Lo Haita Shayat Shricha Alakach, and decide that no, that putting him to death is not appropriate at this point. Okay. You still have to punish them, right? You've already declared that they're guilty. You know that. You have to punish them. And you can beat them close to death, la'ashram, to imprison them, matzor, umatzok, same rabot. You can imprison them for a long time. Life imprisonment is fine. L'tzaron, but kol min etzar, and you can torture them, Rambam says.
Oh,
K'dei
goodness.
l'hafchid u'la'ayem kol shaar resha'im, in order to act as a deterrent to others, that it will not be a mechshol, it will not be a stumbling block, a how to translate puka, but sheva is called a puka. So every people can say, look, I can go kill my enemies, Piloni, just like this other guy did Beftar, and they won't find me guilty, they'll acquit me, because obviously I know how to do it now. You have to worry about copycat criminals. So, Melech plus slash Beit Din, which I'm putting those all together, that is the government, has that power of life and death, and they can imprison, they can do whatever is necessary. There's no law against cruel and unusual punishment, Be'enei Beit Din. And so the Tziv says that's what our pasuk is telling us. That's the image of it. It's a hargarba marma. So this is the tziv about our pasuk. El ikar perusim mitbe'er al pi gemara, the Yoav nerag al sheharag et Avner, that we know the gemara, right? We just said that Yoav was killed because he killed Avner on Asa. Bikshu Tosfot. Tosfot asked about this. How can Yoav be convicted? Lo haya hetra be a shavu. There was no witnesses. He was not. He didn't go to trial. The man lo nehrag el mishum mori b'melach. So Tosfos says no, he was killed because he was mori b'melach. He rebelled against the king. The ein zeh mashmura sugya. That doesn't go with what the Gemara just said. As Rambam said, mori b'melach, the mizbeach is galut. Rambam milchamot katav. The Rambam told us kol hogei nefesh lo b'riya b'rura obli hatra'a osoneh she'arag b'shkaga. That anyone who doesn't have witnesses but who kills. Yes, the milk will shoot, let her go, utakenola. The king can declare that he should be put to death as the moment and demands. That's what Yoav did.
Yoav.
Shlomo melech, hargo mishum Yoav was put to death as rotzeach li beten, and that the mizbeach is not kolet. And if you had thought, if you thought this actually was a case of rebelling against the king, the Canaanimus, Shafil Yisrael HaMachazik B'Karno HaMizbeach Nimla. But the rule there that anyone who gets hold of the Mizbeach is saved. It is Klita. But that's not true here. Ooh, let's correct that. Mishum Hachi. That should be above.
Ikar, yeah.
Mishum hachi,
Mishum.
Yoav, part of death. That's why Yoav ran to the Mizbeach as a place of sanctuary. Because Shlomo lo he was hoping that Yoav would consider him, that Shlomo rather would consider him a Moreh Melech. He was rebelling, just like he was on Adonijah's side. That's what he thought someone was gonna punish him for, and therefore he could be saved, just like Adonijah was saved. Aval bemet dino mishum horeg nefesh. But really, as David said, he was guilty of murder. That's what Afilu Me'im Mizbechi means. Take him away from the Mizbech. So Davka Mashmalan, that's what the Pasuk. It connects us to the later Pasuk in Vayikra, where it says, Kol Cherem Asher Yacharam, anything that is condemned, min Adam, any human being who's condemned, lo yipadeh, cannot be redeemed. Mot you might surely die. Everyone tries to figure out what exactly that means.
What? Okay.
Anyone condemned shall not can be redeemed, he shall surely be put to death. It puts it as a cherem. That's about it. Normally you think a cherem is you can't get an aliyah, Iceland, or you'd be put to death. So Amitabha says, near up Pshat. It seems to me the Pshat of this pasuk. What I said before, Mishpatim, I'll just our pasuk of Mamar. Jamelah that the king can put someone to death even without warning, without witnesses, without, I mean, he needs proof, but without technically two witnesses. And that's what it means. It's not the same as rebelling for which the Mizbeach is a sanctuary. So the Pasuk add, that if he's condemned to death, if you can't take money to redeem his life. You can't allow someone to pay off the king if he's guilty of murder, then he should be taken care of it. The Parsha tells us, Shochad lo kikach, don't take bribes. Because bribery will blind those who can see and will warp the words of the righteous. This one needs an extra warning. Not just taking bribes, but you cannot allow that such a thing to get passed. Don't let the letter of the law become a tool for evil. That's what Arma means.
This is a whole new concept of Tikkun Olam.
This is what Tikkun Olam means in the terms of the Gemara.
Yeah.
In the Gemara, uses the term Tikkun Olam to mean the laws that you need for society, that the government decides is necessary for society. The term has been used in different ways, the modern terms.
Yeah.
This is the original. Tikkun Olam is always, these are laws that Beit Din, that the Melech, that the Chachamim have set up because the Halacha didn't cover this case.
Like a built-in loophole, not a loophole, a built-in safety,
Right. It's a
something.
tool for extending the Halacha here, right? The king
Okay.
cannot arbitrarily violate the law, but the Torah allows for adapting the letter of the law, the Tikkun Olam.
All right, let me, this was, I got to run and I'm sure you do
Okay, yeah.
too. But I think you need to edit this because it's over an hour. And the end part about that chirim, I just can't focus anymore. I don't know what that was about.
I could probably take that out. Yeah, I could take that out.
And this Iver.
Oh, about bribery. Yes, and that's like about bribery will blind.
I know, but I think you really,
Take probably this whole section out here.
all that out. But leave, they have to end with Tikkun Olam. That's
Right.
the
That
big
that's the
one.
idea that's what this is, and the
Yeah, and maybe
literally
there are
the
other things
extreme
too.
example of Tikkun Olam. Okay, I gotta cut it.
All
Thank you.
right. Whoa.
Have a good day.
Don't kill anyone, Danny.
Not so I'm not gonna get caught. Isn't that the goal? Might have to be don't get convicted. That's the main point.
No, but they'll get you anyway if you
That's
deserve it.
right. Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.